You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM, Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, director of the John Cage Trust. And last week, my guest was Rob Haskins, an American musicologist, critic, performer, and old friend, who serves as a professor of music at the University of New Hampshire, where he's taught since 2004. Haskin has written extensively about John Cage, including his Anarchic Societies of Sounds, The Number Pieces of John Cage, a reworking of his doctoral dissertation published in 2009 by VDM Verlag. This is the first ever book devoted to the subject of Cage's last series of works, the so-called number pieces, distinguished by their number titles and making use of Cage's late life groundbreaking development and use of time bracket notation. Haskins and I got to talking so much last week that we had virtually no time for music. So this week, we'll listen to two works from the really marvelous release from the Another Timbre label, AT178X4, entitled John Cage Number Pieces, which came out in 2021. We'll listen first to 10, composed in 1991, scored for violin, piano, cello, oboe, flute, viola, percussion, violin, clarinet, and trombone, which is track 5 of disc 3 of 4, followed by a lengthy excerpt from 8, also composed in 1991, scored for brass and woodwind instruments, which is track 2 of disc 4 of 4. With a 44-page booklet and CDs and individual card wallets, with original artwork by Arvinda Gray and liner notes by Simon Raynell, this 4-CD box set comprises realizations of 16 works by Cage, composed in the last 4 years of his life, 1988 to 1992, all performed by Apartment House, with alternate versions of 7, 4, 5, and 5 available at www.anothertimbre.com. This extraordinary box set is dedicated to Philip Thomas. I'll proceed each piece, 10 and 8, in that order, with Raynell's pithy liner notes, which set the stage nicely for what we're about to hear. Now, on to music. As Raynell writes, 10 uses the same microtonal system as 5-3 from the same year, in which Cage used little arrows in the score to divide each semitone into 6 steps. Again, I think that this didn't come from a concern for hyper-accurate intonation, but was simply a way of setting up a multiplicity of unusual pitch differences and making the music feel strange. As in 13 from 1992, most of the instruments have some time brackets that contain long threads of notes, often no more than a tone apart, like bizarre little microtonal melodies that flutter and circle round the more sustained notes. The piano and percussion parts are markedly different from the other instruments, and in some ways, 10 is like a concerto for piano and percussion. The piano part combines chords of 6, 7, or 8 notes with noises made directly on the strings or on the body of the instrument. For the latter, Cage uses the same system as in the percussion part, where each time bracket is assigned a number and the pianist chooses a particular sound for each number. This introduces a noise element in contrast to the microtonal sound world of the other instruments. And in this realization, the percussionist also uses noise-like rather than pitched sounds, acting like a partner to the piano in sometimes disrupting the forlorn beauty of the sustained notes played by the rest of the ensemble. Note that this work runs 30 minutes in length, and we'll hear it now in its entirety. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now on to 8. Again, as Raynell writes, 8 was commissioned by the Tricia Brown Dance Company as accompaniment for the dance entitled Astral Converted from the same year. This is the only piece in the box set in which dynamics are completely free, so that even long sounds can be played loud. This is also true of 58, another larger piece for brass and woodwind instruments. It is also unique in that Cage invites the use of crescendi and diminuendi. For this recording, the ensemble agreed that there should be at most just one crescendo and diminuendo per note in order to avoid a kind of wah-wah effect, which felt wrong for the music. All the instruments have a lot of time brackets, roughly 80 or 90 across the hour's duration, but with just one note in each bracket. Cage writes that intonation may not be agreed upon, thus allowing for slight variations in tuning between the instruments. 8 has only been recorded once before and has been performed very rarely. So going into the recording sessions, Apartment House had little sense of what the piece was. Listening to what emerged was what he called a revelation. While this work runs an hour in length, we'll listen this week to only an excerpt. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.